portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hitting the cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Awake, rock the boat, Native style. I do see something now going through. Wendy, you want to put the headphones on? I do see.
Can you hear? Technical difficulties here, but we have an echo. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We will be at the Minnesota State Fair starting Thursday, August 25th through Monday, September 5th, and we're really excited about that.
Yes, we are. Okay. Almost excited about doing live radio, too.
Radio is really fun because it's live.
Because we took 2 days off, and here you go. We don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, we don't have a signal, and we got some rocking guests, but here we are. And I just want to say, too, before we get going with the show, and I see we got a couple of really great guests along with Nancy Bolio, who's co-hosting this, who's up there in the deep north. I was just at Marlene Hogemo's funeral today. Mm. What a leader. People from all over the country were there. Very sad, a Ho-Chunk lady who was busy, you know. My real job is I am a legislator for Ho-Chunk Nation, and she was one of the elders that asked me to run, and I won, and it was because of her and her connections and her faith in me. So it's a very sad day here in Ho-Chunk, Ho-Chunk land, but let's get together here now. We're Rock the Vote Native style. It seems like we're doing okay here from the mothership. I want to get Nancy Bolio in right away here. Sorry, Nancy. We had a few minor little hiccups here, but we are live now, and you have some two outstanding guests, and I want to hand over the show somewhat with you, and I'll be jumping in every once in a while along with Wendy, but take it away, Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350.
All right, bonjour, and always an honor to be here. I'm actually calling in from my war pony here because I'm on my way to an exciting fundraiser this evening at the Beltrami County DFL headquarters. We have Ellen Roy from White Earth running for Senate District 2. Erica Bailey Johnson, who is one of our guests tonight, running for House District 2B, and she's from the Red Lake Nation. And our second guest, Dan Jardine, will also be in attendance at this fundraiser tonight. But so we're going to be down at the local headquarters from 7 to 9 tonight fundraising. It's a brought fundraiser, so if you're hungry, come here, spend your money. It's all for a good cause. And we also have Reed Olson running, who is awesome, community member here in our local area. He's a great ally. And I also want to give a quick shout out to our defendants from the Firelight Treaty Encampment. They will be going to court this Thursday in Clearwater County, and I will be there as an expert witness. And so I'm asking for all of our listeners to please pray when you wake up on Thursday morning that those charges for our allies be dropped. And because again, we're all treaty people. And the good news is, some of you people don't know, I was one of the three Anishinaabe defendants at the Firelight Encampment back in June of 2021. And just about a month ago, our charges were dismissed. We had proven that the state of Minnesota lacks subject matter jurisdiction over Anishinaabe people when it comes to protecting our natural resources. So we're going to continue to show up. And I think part of our political work is to identify the candidates that align with our values and that want to uphold the treaties, I should say. And I think Erica Bailey Johnson is just a wonderful sister that has really found her courage to step it up and really be a voice for our people. And she also you know, is the sustainability director at BSU. I think she's going into her fourth year, if I remember right. And she's just a well-rounded type of, I don't want to call her a politician, but these are politics and they're real. So I want to make space for Erica sharing her campaign with us. And again, she's a beautiful soul. And I think, you know, we're here to give her that space and make sure that people know who to vote for when it comes time to vote. So part of our job is not to just register people, but the candidate information. So Erica, welcome.
Me quit. Nancy, that was very kind. And I want to also, Robert, I'm really, thank you for sharing that. And I'm really sorry for your loss. Yeah, that's really hard. So I just want to start off by acknowledging and honoring that.
Pini Gigi, thank you so much. She was a gift to everybody all across Turtle Island. So thank you, Erica.
I didn't meet her, but it sounds like she was doing really amazing, important work. So, yeah. Hoping I can fill in some of that maybe by stepping into this role. So Erica Bailey Johnson, Indigenous Cause Jaganashimang, Mamengwe, Indigenous Cause Ojibwe Mang, Makwa Indodem, Bemidji Gamag Indonjaba, Bemidji Gamag Gabe Gikindaso, Wigamig Nindana Ki, Gana Winda Kamiga Wigamigong, Indabendagos Miswa Gamiwi Zaga Igini. So I'm really honored to be here. I was 5 months ago, wasn't even thinking about this. So I'm new to this role. Nancy, I'm entering my 15th year as the sustainability director at Bemidji State University. So I've been in that role for a while. I'm a Northern Minnesota girl. I grew up in Lake of the Woods County, out in the woods. I didn't really realize what that meant until I got older, but like ultimately really connected to place and to animals, plants, water, soil, gardening, all those sorts of things mean a lot to me. So I just want to say miigwech to Nancy for allowing me the space. I'm running for Minnesota House 2B, and it's been a wild ride, I'll tell you that. I'm learning a lot about vans and bugs that I used to think those were different things, but now I have a whole nother vocabulary for that. So doing a lot of reaching out, and I have Leech Lake and White Earth that are in my district. So
hey, Erica, we had a little gaffe in the beginning here, and we're going to hit a break here, and then we're going to come back and listen to your story and how... Okay. And who you are, and we'll be right back. This is Rock the Vote, Native Style, and we're here with Nancy Bolio on Tuesdays every other week, and then Heather Keeler, House Representative, and we're rocking the vote and promoting like-minded politicians and Native politicians all over Turtle Island. So we'll be right back after this short break. Hey,
stay
Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
All right. Well, we got a big echo again here. Jeez.
Ignore it. Just ignore it.
I think we'll hand the show over to Nancy here while they figure out what's going on at the mothership. Go ahead, Nancy. Introduce our guest again.
Everybody on Native Roots Radio, looks like Nancy is unable to hear us right now, but we were just hearing from Erica Bailey Johnson, who's a candidate for District 2B in northern Minnesota. We'd like to welcome her back here on Native Roots Radio. Erica, you were just beginning to tell us your story and the importance of what it is that you're doing. Do you think you could pick up where you left off?
Sure. Yeah, me quit. So I'm going to share a little bit about, so I'm from northern Minnesota. And I grew up in a logging family. That was my family's work. And my dad he grew up on the Red Lake Res. I didn't. So I just want to honor that. And I also want to honor that I'm a mostly white woman. So I just want to, know that makes a difference in the spaces that I'm in. So just want to say that. I did grow up way out in the woods, though. And that means a lot for my values and what I would like to do while in office. I've been an educator. So I went to University of Minnesota Morris on the Native American tuition waiver and got a biology degree and a teaching licensure. And I also played volleyball. So I was a college volleyball player. And from there, my husband and I taught for 2 years in Mexico at the American School of Tampico. And then we taught for 3 years at the American School of Kuwait in the Middle East. And I taught science, and then I came back home. I had my first son in Kuwait and called me back home. And so we've been raising our 2 boys. I have a son that just graduated from high school and another son that will be a sophomore in high school. And just busy, busy with them and now also adding on this role of trying to be a politician. I don't think I'm a very good one, but I think that is exactly kind of what's needed right now. I know that since I made the decision to run, it felt like the wind was in the back. So that's what I've kind of been telling people is it feels like I'm on the right path. If you caught my Ojibwe name at the beginning, it's Butterfly Woman. And it's really like every time I've been meeting with someone, I just met with Peggy Flanagan on Sunday and Mary Kunish and right when we were talking, like a monarch flew by us. They did a fundraiser for us down in the metro area. So I'm really grateful for all the support and it's been quite a learning experience so far, but I have a really great team that's supporting me.
Right. And I think you all can hear me now.
Yes.
Oh, great. Yes, yeah. Good. It's wonderful to hear from you, Erica. And I think, you might not think you're, candidate material, but I think you walk with a good heart, and I think we need more people like yourselves, to run for office, because we get, politicians that aren't centered into their communities like you are, and I think, that's what makes you, a well-rounded candidate for this position, is that your boots are on the ground, you have that scientific background, and you do care about Ni Mama Aki, Mother Earth, and how we are in relationship to each other, and you have shown support for the treaty. And I think, when people like yourselves run for office, people like me can identify with you because you're one of us, and that gives us more inspiration and more hope that we have a voice at the table. And my time going out to vote is worth every minute if I'm voting for a candidate like yourself. So Chief Miigwech, for being courageous and doing this for us.
Appreciate that. And it means a lot. I've been talking to a lot of people about how the experience is different as a Native person. Like the expectations for me to do certain things are like, it's so different, right? Like when you door knock, we were in Onagum on Sunday at the powwow and did some door knocking before and after, and you are prepared to be welcomed into the home like that's, and then you spend time, and I met wonderful people in Onagum. What a beautiful community. I'd never been there before, so it was a treat, honestly. But when you're supposed to hit, one door every 8 minutes. Like, that's not how it works, man. Like, the time that you need to do and the spending. And the same thing, just real quickly, I just want to, like, talk about powwows. Like, a lot of people would want me to shake hands and hand out my material. And right away, I knew that that didn't feel right. Like, it's just not the place to do that. At least I didn't feel like it was right. So I just be present, right? Be present in space and talk to people I know. And that's kind of how, and it's been great. Like, yeah, it's been really positive.
Well, I think right, we're back here. Oh, sorry, Nance. Erica, I just have a quick question or a statement. I think what's really exciting is that you're not a politician, but and you're thinking outside the box. And I think that's exciting for us because we support here, especially on Native Roots Radio, Rock the Vote, Native Style, people just like you. And we can come on and support you as much as possible because I think... What's going on now is that we need people that are thinking in a good way as opposed to what's the next step to ensure that I get voted over and over and over again. So Pini Gigi again for that. Oh. Exciting to hear that now that we can hear you.
Me quits for that. It is such a, I felt like after the first weekend of like crazy parades and all that stuff, I just like came home and I'm like, oh my God, it's like a giant game. Mm-hmm. And it didn't, you know, like I still have that feeling and it doesn't feel very good. It feels like you just do whatever you need to do to like get in there. And a lot of the stuff, like I don't believe in, like, I don't think it's a good decision. And so we are really making a lot of unique decisions about what we choose to do and not do during this campaign.
I believe that's a good thing. Go ahead, Nance.
Right. You know, and I think, you know, just being present in the moment and, you know, showing up with good intentions, a lot of people can really connect to that. And again, you know, I, you know, was delegate to the DFL party and we had the treaty resolution voted on at the DFL convention. But, you know, I really, truly don't identify as a DFLer. I identify as a treaty person within the party because we're all treaty people. Mm-hmm. And I feel that same sense about you, that you're here because... You're here for all the right reasons, not because you want the title or you want to feel important. You're here because your heart has brought you here. And again, you know, people can really connect to that. And good luck with 8 minutes at the door because our people want to really talk more about, you know, the issues that affect us because people like you are listening. And, you know, that's what's encouraging people like myself to work really hard to get your name out there.
Yeah, Miigwech, you know, when you talk about time, the one crazy experience I had last weekend in Manoomin is I had my door-knocking partner and we went to a house and the wife was Democrat and the husband was a Trump supporter. And my partner was talking to the wife and I was like more listening, right, to the husband, the Trump supporter. And we were there for probably a good 15, 20 minutes, I'd say. And I was mostly listening. We were talking about dogs, talking about farmers markets. And by the end of the conversation, when my partner and I left, he was like, it's like, I'm going to vote for you and I'm going to tell everybody about you. So what the, you know?
That's like, awesome, Erica. That's awesome. We had the same discussion with state representative of North Dakota, Ruth Buffalo, where I think the key is that you are showing up and people have changed and gone away from the Democratic Party because they feel like they're not being listened to. So that's huge. And I applaud you. Boots on the ground, knocking those doors is hard, but I think it's well worth it.
Yeah, it's so important, that time, that one-on-one time. And then, like I said, just being there, you know, being there and communicating with people when they're ready and open for it. Like, otherwise, just being present, I think, is one of the keys for myself and how to do this work in a good way.
Yeah, well, we only have a couple more minutes with you, but we definitely want to get you back on again as soon as possible and have a smoother operation and really show off how well we do here on the radio show.
this is great. I don't notice anything. As long as you guys are okay with my messy basement room, I'm good.
Wendy, do you have anything to say about that? Wendy, my wife, where are you? You're not on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, hey, Erica. I just want you to give a shout out to everyone how they can find your website and your information that they can donate to your campaign.
Yeah, good one. Thanks for that reminder. So we have an awesome website. I have a college student that is Corey Hamilton. Oh my God. Like the website is amazing. So go check it out. It's Erica for MN House. So an Erica FORMNHouse.com. And then we have a really great Facebook page. We also have an amazing, I think he does Instagram. I don't, but like people have been saying that that's great. So if you do Instagram, like go for that. And then we have on our website a connection to a way to donate for our campaign, which is huge right now because we're busy getting all this work. So that we need to do our work. So me quit.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Who do we got up next, Nancy? I don't know if Nancy
up next, we've got Dan Jourdain, who is the incumbent candidate for Bemidji City Council at large in northern Minnesota.
That's awesome. Nancy sounds just like Ogama. That's cool. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Tuesday's edition, Rock the Vote Native Style. Thank you so much, Pinigigi Erica. We're going to have you back on. That's Erica Bailey Johnson running up in the deep north. We need to support her. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us. The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with the full menu until midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality, and for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Summer is going fast, but Next Chapter Booksellers has everything you need to keep up with your summer reading. From the hottest new titles to timeless classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has something for any taste, and their friendly staff are great at making recommendations for the perfect summer read for you or your loved ones. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers has a wide variety of puzzles and games for those rainy days. So keep up with your summer reading at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Course Breaks helps provide free digital textbooks to college students in underserved communities. But how does it work? Course Breaks works with a network of publishers that provide free digital textbooks to students with sponsorships covering the cost. These textbooks have been used in thousands of colleges and universities. And Course Breaks is currently being offered in all tribal colleges and universities and historically black colleges and universities. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts. So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to CafeLatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at CafeLatte.com.
Hello, Minneapolis. Make sense. Make progress. Make a date. Make an appointment with me. Weeknights from 10 to midnight here on AM 950.
The Guthrie Theater presents Lynn Nottage's Pulitzer Prize-winning Sweat, playing now through August 21st. Set in the heart of America's Rust Belt, Sweat follows a group of factory workers who enjoy beers together after hours, but the post-Y2K economy is changing. NAFTA is a new reality, and rumors about layoffs put friendships to the test. From the politically charged opening scene to its electrifying conclusion, Sweat confronts issues of race, immigration, deindustrialization, and the ever-slipping grip on middle-class life, all with humor and heart. Buy tickets at GuthrieTheater.org.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for scattered rain showers throughout tonight with a low around 61. Wednesday partly cloudy with a high near 80, and Thursday sunny with a high near 75.
Get paid to upgrade. Warner Stellion will buy your appliance for $50 during our trade-in sale. No one else saves you more time, from shopping to free professional delivery like Warner Stellion. Put us to the test. Shop Minnesota family-owned WarnerStellion.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Well, hey, thank you, Wendy, and really, Pinigigi, for that, Wendy, about asking Erica for her site, because, you know, I got a good memory, but it's short. A little frazzled here. We haven't been on the radio for a few days, so yeah. I'm off a little bit.
Yeah, you're used to doing it every day. Well, except for Saturday and Sunday, but...
Well, we have rebroadcasts on Saturday and Sunday, so it's like doing it every day, but... Not really. Hey, we're here with Dan Jourdain, and Dan, really great to see you. I think we have Nancy switched to the phone, but Dan, we're really proud of you, and I saw that you were at the Red Sox game last year in left field. Was that you, Dan? Oh, you're muted. Hey, where's my...
We're still on the delays here with the computer, but yes, that was me, Robert. I was at a Red Sox game. I'm a beloved Twins fan here in Minnesota, so I got to follow them and take the family out. So it was a very good event, very good times with the family.
I saw your sign, and I saw you on TV because we watched the game, and Wendy and I just came back from Cooperstown because that's up my bucket list, and to see Tony Oliva and Jim Cotta, the Twins, get put in the Hall of Fame along with Big Poppy, and I found out that it wasn't on Wendy's bucket list, so half of us had a great time, right, Wen?
That's right.
So welcome, Nancy. Are you on the line there? You want to talk to... Dan and quiz him on some good stuff, or are you there, Nance?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Right, yeah. Unfortunately, the StreamYard didn't work for me. So anyway, yeah, we have Dan Jourdain. He is actually our incumbent at the Bemidji City Council. He is our at-large, and so he is running for re-election in... this next term here, and I just want to say we need to speak to, you know, the fact that there's also three other candidates, and so there is a runoff election in this campaign here for Dan, and so we need our relatives to get out and vote during the primary election that is August 9th, and, you know, many of our people aren't aware how important it is to get out and vote on August 9th, but if we're not there on August 9th, some of our great candidates will not make the November 3rd ballot. So again, remind your neighbors and your friends and your relatives, August 9th is our, primary election. And what we need to do is get out, get registered to vote if you're not, and making sure that you're giving people rides if they don't have opportunity to get themselves down to the polls, and early voting is open. So make sure you get out and do that. And I want to welcome Dan Jourdain. He is from the Red Lake Nation. Again, he's the incumbent at large at the Bemidji City Council. And I think he's a well-rounded community member. We know that clear as day. And we just want to be able to give space for Dan to talk about the issues and the things that he wants to support, and how he will support the future of our treaties and what that looks like. And so, again, welcome, Dan.
Yes, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that welcoming. I also want to thank Nancy for her big victory there with the the protesting in the Line 3 area. So that's a very huge, prominent type of stance that I'm sure the future relies on those types of initiatives when we have people fighting those front lines, those front line workers that really stand up and really care about the land and our treaties that are washed away. And so thank you again, Nancy. I want to thank you, Wendy. Robert, congratulations. I know you're a newly elected official, so congratulations. And Oguma, thank you as well. You guys have been awesome. And city council has been quite a turn since we first came on. I was a candidate running for this position. We were filling this term at large, which represents the whole city of Bemidji, which is around 15,000 constituents, whatnot. Very diverse population here in Bemidji, and that representation got a lot more diverse when we were elected to that position. And from that day forward, as Erica talked about it too, these native candidates that come on, we're not typically groomed to be politicians, but we keep our heart in the right places of what we want to do of civic leadership and what does civic leadership look like. What do you want your community to look like? How do you want your community to be represented? And what do you want to leave your legacy for the future of the next generation that's coming on of leadership? Because that's setting example, that's setting precedence of how we want the future to shape out and how we want our future leaders to be and what we want to carry on. I think everything that's happening in motion with in regards to Nancy's victory battle that she had there, that plays a pivotal role in how we move things in the city, even in the city of Bemidji, because land acknowledgement, when we talk about that, that was never expressed on a Bemidji city level of land acknowledgement. And now we got two representatives here on the city council who are Anishinaabe and Anishinaabe Kwe, who really try to represent the Native American and all walks of life, the diverse people, the ones that are unheard, the ones that are poor, the ones that don't really have an advantage, if you will. So we try to amplify their voices, bring their voices to the table, and bring representation to all walks of life and all levels. And that's what, not really campaigning, but that's what the spirit of stepping up into these roles and stepping into these positions is all about, is bettering your people. And it doesn't necessarily have to be one group. It can be all walks of life to work together and build these partnerships and build these bridges. And that's what we've been doing on our campaign since we've been started. Right now, I am on the Police Advisory Commission, which is a brand new formulation of a type of proactive community policing that's been started with the city of Bemidji. So having that diverse representation, and how do we want to model things in the city? How do we want diversity to be expressed? How do we want these people to be at the table? We look at those types of things now, and we're getting a lot of great input from the community on how to work together better. And sometimes we have them difficult conversations that people are afraid to have. People are afraid to talk about these types of things, but we're having those conversations. They might be awkward to start, but then again, they're happening. That's the biggest thing that we try to initiate, is having those awkward conversations, because people don't understand most of the time where the diversity people are coming from. It's a different style of life. But we want to work together. We want to continue building these partnerships and keep creating that positive momentum. And like I said, since being on the city council, it is important. It is important. It is important, just as important. It is a federal race, a state race, a county commissioner, a school board, or a city council. All of these races matter, no matter how old or no matter what type of service you are trying to do in leadership. All of these races are important for not only Native Americans, but for diverse representation, because there is none. We want to create those spaces. We want to show people that everybody can work together in a positive way. We can get things done. We can continue momentum in a positive way. Last time I looked at the calendar is 2022, but it still felt like we were living in the 1960s with some of these old policies that were in place. But we want to change these policies. Even on a city level, they are important to change these policies that work for everybody and not one particular group. So that's what we've been doing, is trying to change a model, trying to change that perspective, that norm that kind of shies away from diverse people, that diverse representation, and put them back on the map, because that's what we need, people to stand up, people like Erica Bailey, people like Alan Roy, all other candidates that are taking a stance. We need more representation because we have the type of support in our community, but we need more people to stand up to the plate, if you will. And it's a beautiful thing because we're finally getting a lot of representation of Native Americans and then diversity put back on the map. And so that's what we're continuing to pave in Bemidji. I got to thank my my predecessor who passed away recently of Duluth City Council, Renee Vanette, who was a very strong supporter of mine. And it's a little difficult not having that at my fingertips to make that phone call. But, you know, in our Anishinaabe way, we carry those values of the people that teach us things, and we carry them with us, and we try to carry it forward in a good way and continue that type of public service to the people. So you just learn from people and you keep going. You just don't stop. And that's what we've been doing, is continue momentum.
Dan, I am so proud of you. I remember the first time you were on our show a couple years ago, and you were very soft-spoken and really maybe a little unsure of yourself. You have really grown into this position, and I am really proud just to listen to you. Wow, right on. Nancy, do you got anything else? We got a couple more minutes. Well,
yeah, you know, I would like to say, you know, Dan is bringing out some good stuff here, and I think, you know, there is going to be a lot of differences amongst the diversity, but at the same time, we have to know that we are all treaty people. And because of that, I think we need to lay the foundation of what does environmental and racial justice look like based around treaty obligation. And I think, you know, in the past 5 years, we've done a lot of great work to plant that seed, and now we're going to water it. But at the same time, we also need to really get out and vote for these candidates, because, you know, a lot of times the majority vote works against us. And so it's been really, you know, difficult to seek change when that happens. So if we continue to have people like Dan and Audrey and Alan and even Reed, some of our allies that align with our values, you know, we'll get that majority vote to work in favor of us. But it's up to us as people to be engaged. And that starts by showing up to the polls and making a informed voting decision, and that's knowing in the candidate. So I want to thank Dan for making time for us today, and I'm speaking to some of the issues that, you know, matter to us the most. And again, we can recognize these faces, and we put trust into it, and these people are everyday community people too, and that's what's really important here.
Hey, I'm wondering, Dan, if you can do another segment, because we got to run for a commercial in about a minute here. Awesome. Again, I'm so proud of you. And Wendy, why don't you ask Dan how we can support him?
Yes, Dan, please let us know your information for your website and how we can give donations.
Yes, go right to the website, www.danjourdain.com. From there, you'll find a link to make a donation of your monetary choice, $5, $10, $20. I wouldn't mind $100 or whatever you have. Anything helps, guys. Appreciate it.
That's awesome. Well, we'll bring that up again, Dan, and that is totally awesome. You're listening, Wendy. You're listening to Native Roots Radio, Rock the Vote Native Style. Nancy Bolio and Dan Jourdain, and, of course, Ogama running the show here. We wouldn't be able to do this without her. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Don't fall for vaccine misinformation. Local medical professionals are available to answer any of your questions. Initial shots and boosters are safe for people who are pregnant and even young children. Right now, vaccines are available for anyone over 6 months of age, and boosters are available for anyone over the age of five. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
We're all clicking the howl. We're all clicking the wolf button. I see. Dan, did you howl? I think you did, didn't you?
Oh, I did. There we go.
Hey, Nancy, introduce our guest again, and we got a few more minutes here. And really, Dan, I just got to say, I'm so proud of you. You've become a very, I don't know how to put it, very from a soft-spoken person to a real sure person, and we can see your growth, and it's amazing, and we support you down here in the Twin Cities. So go ahead, Nance.
Right. Again, we have Dan Jardine. He is a citizen. I want to say citizen because members belong to golf courses and whatnot, but we are citizens with rights. But he comes from the Red Lake Nation, and he is actually the incumbent for the at-large position on the Bemidji City Council. And he is also an employment specialist with the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. So some of y'all might recognize that. And again, welcome, Dan.
Yes, thank you, Nancy. Maybe I forgot the brush on that. So, yes, my day job was a job counselor working with people that are on public assistance and welfare programs trying to get them self-sufficient. So that's a rewarding job itself, working with people that are kind of in the trenches trying to figure out life and navigate through things. So that gives me help. That gives me a little perspective on working with different types of people and where they're coming from, because in this city work, you know, you have to work with all types of people, and you don't know necessarily where everybody is at, but from your experience and everything that you are taught, it brings you to a place where you learn how to work with every walk of life and work with different types of people, and just bring that experience and try to bring your best foot forward and work on the issues that are most formidable for the people that live here. So, yeah, that's one of my other jobs. And my other job is a high school referee, and I'm a small business owner. So I'm on the Powell Trail a lot. I used to be a dancer, a singer. I just haven't gotten out there yet. So I do quite a few things in the community. I'm a community kind of guy. I like to get out there, interact with people, and see people, and just meet people. And that's what it's about, is creating relationships, creating partnerships. And like I said about the city work, it goes hand in hand, you know, like when you are in a community, you try to develop these things where people are at. You try to navigate a sense of meaning for the people and build upon that, because we want these systems that are at a city level to work for everybody and not just a certain population. And like I said, this past 2 years of city work, we have done a lot. We have worked with the surrounding tribal nations of Leech Lake, White Earth, and Red Lake. So far, we met them, and we're like, come on, guys, we're going to have this meeting. We're going to put you at the forefront. We're going to talk about your people that live in Bemidji. We're going to find ways to represent them. We're going to find ways to embrace them. We're just going to find ways to amplify them and let their voice be heard. And that's what we've done so far, and which is really successful. It's good to see that. It's good to see positive headlines with the Native Americans in the paper and the voices of the community saying, we're finally doing something. That's awesome. That's amazing. I love it. Let's continue it. Let's not stop this work. This is the type of work that I love doing is public service and trying to make things better, because I understand that we're not here for a long time, but the times that we are here is we want to make that imprint. We want to make that type of leadership stance for the next generation to say, you know what, I can do this. I want to do this too. I want to step up and be in this type of role. So yeah, I can't thank you guys enough for this time tonight, and I really appreciate it. And there's ways to donate to the campaign. Go to www.danjardine.com. from there you'll find that link to send your donation of whatever you have available. I just don't want to stop this type of momentum that we have going in the community. This is awesome. Finally putting diversity and the types of people that aren't there being represented now. It's a good feeling to put them front. It's a good feeling to put everybody forward and working together.
Dan, I don't know how old you are, but it's great to see someone of your age really step it up and talk in a good way and bring your Native, the good stuff about being Native, to your job. So I'm excited. I wanted to ask you, what was the best thing about being in your position? And you did mention it, and that is really awesome. Nance, do you got anything? Because we got about 4 more minutes left with Dan.
Right, and I just want to speak to, you know, Erica and Dan's campaign. If you can't financially support the campaign, you can help by door knocking or just, you know, sharing their campaign pages with other people so they can show up and support our people, because, you know, sometimes, most of the time, we don't have enough money to share, but we could still give in that kind of way, just with our boots on the ground and door knocking, especially in our own communities, because when we have door knockers that look like us, we're more to open the door and listen to what's being said. So again, I encourage people to help door knock, and I'm actually going to put my boots on the ground this week and start some door knocking myself. And Dan, before our time is up, if you could just speak to maybe one or two of the key issues that you are campaigning on, we'd love to hear about that.
Yes, one of my platforms was public safety. So currently I do have a certificate and certified peace officer. So that's kind of my cream of the crop. I like to, you know, going to school for that and learning about those types of models and trying to integrate that into our city is how can we change some of these policies? How can we change this type of policing to work for the community, be more proactive, if you will, instead of reactive? Because a lot of times, you know, a police officer's work is reactive. They're taking these calls minute by minute, day by day, and the stress builds up. But there's another perspective too of being proactive, being seen in the community, maybe go and play ball with a kid that's at a park. You know, those types of visible things, they mean a lot to the community. That builds that type of trust, that builds that type of relationship that was never there or may have been broken due to some kind of error or some type of bad, I don't know, judgment call that might have happened. So building those partnerships up again and trying to build that trust is a good thing. So that's one of the boards that I sit on, is a police advisory board, police community advisory board. Another one that I'm a big advocate is affordable housing. So I currently sit on the ad hoc rental committee. So my job is to look at these old policies that may be stringent or they may be working against some type of landlords or type of tenants. And so we try to look at those models and try to figure out what is going to work, understanding also that there are laws, there are state laws, there are federal laws with in regards to rentals. We have a lot of rentals in our community. So we got to look at every single aspect to a fine tooth and comb and try to figure out ways to make this work for the people. And, you know, we always going to have a lot of issues. I get that, which is part of the job. but we want to find something that is right and necessary and make these pushes, because we always have development happening in Bemidji, but we want affordable housing, people that can afford these types of rents. And with inflation raising recently, it driven the cost up. And so what's affordable nowadays? What can a person, an average person, afford, not only for rent, food, they got to feed their family. Now you got to put extra gas in your car. We got to look at every single aspect of what affordability is. And so we're trying to look at those things and trying to make those models and trying to work with these types of developers that are coming in and say, you know what? We don't have a lot of money here in Bemidji. The median income is $35,000. And if you think of $35,000 on top of inflation, you have a big mess of people that are struggling to survive. Am I going to put money on the table for my family, or am I going to be homeless? And so we're trying to tell these developers, we need something affordable. And so those are the things we try to look at and advocate for, because this isn't such a rich community, and we want everybody to have a place to live and places to do and, thrive on that. So we are working towards those things. We're trying to make those impacts, and we have been telling those developers, let's do this. Let's try this. Let's not be afraid to try this. Looks like we got 1 minute here. I don't want to take it all up, but we're going strong. I want to put it, we're going strong. I don't want that to quit. Let's keep this momentum going. It's positive, and let's keep it going. I just want to say that.
Hey, that was Dan Jourdain, a Bemidji council member, incumbent candidate. Dan Jourdain, representation and government, you know, he is awesome. Vote for him. We'll have you on again, Dan. Nancy, thanks again for everything. You know, this has been an awesome show, Wendy and Ogama. We'll be right back. Or no, we're going. We're leaving. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents Resist, Divest, Join a Group, Run for Office.
Free Leonard Peltier.